everybody. This is Ron Amatron. We're here again for another wonderful program on BBS Radio. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And if you're listening to an archive, the date is August 3rd, 2013. And if you're listening to us live, hopefully you're in the same timeline as we are, which should be August 3rd, 2013. So, I'll start off with the light beam activation. Here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. So normally you scroll down a little ways on the BBS site here, and it's right there. Here we go. So increasing the energy, bringing peace into your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And what we're going to do is, in about 5 minutes here, we'll bring the earth, because it is in darkness a little ways here. And somehow, like we mentioned off and on, that the darkness somehow is able to kind of like pull the earth into its realm of darkness, and you kind of lose a little bit of light, and then they can cause some funny business. So we don't like the funny business. And right now it's in the darkness away, so we'll bring it back. And we'll bring our call post on tonight, Kathy. Maybe you may have some questions or even some answers or questions and answers or questions for me or something. So we'll bring Kathy on, and we'll probably go to the lights at about half past here. So, Kathy, are you out there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, everybody. I'm here. Welcome to Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship on August 3rd, 2013, as Ron said. And we're not taking calls tonight due to a lot of material we want to cover, some questions from Friday's show yesterday. And also we'll take some questions from the Fast Chat, which I'll be watching. And but first, I do want to make an announcement that the physical intensive for the physical rejuvenation will start again this month, not tomorrow, but August 11th, preceded by the four-hour ascension preparation teleconference on Saturday, August 10th. And then after Sunday, August 11th, the eight-hour intensive that Ron describes as the calls will continue throughout the next three Sundays, so August 11th, 18th, and 25th. For those of you who mark your calendars in advance and plan to attend, and it's terrifically healing. It's like more of what we're going to do today. So for those of you who have physical discomforts and issues and some sort of physical condition that you want healed, and some fantastic assistance with, energetically, the light beams, when we're on the light ship, will look at it for us when we request it and get started on what they can do. So keep that in mind when we go up to the light ship tonight, that you can get started on any kind of physical condition or ailment you'd like some assistance with. And they will do as much as they can tonight, and then you can continue the rest as well on the eight-hour healing intensive and the ascension preparation call beginning on Saturday, August 10th. So there's plenty of time to get registered. Just go to the website creationlightship.com and click on upcoming events, which is at the top of the page, and then you'll see a menu where you can purchase the registration for yourself and your family at a discount through PayPal. And then you'll get a confirming email with lots of, with codes and with the access number and the phone number to call in. And it's very worthwhile, as well as being healing. Ron activates a lot of water with the light beams for us for every day and extra for you. So it's a very good program for us, and Ron does quite a lot of work escorting us through the Creation Light Ship and has us visit lots of healing areas with the light beam doctors who work on us continuously. So, Ron, before we go to the light ship, do we have time for a couple of letters that came in from listeners who supplied some testimonies.
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll do those before we go to the light ship. Yeah, that's great. So we'll do a couple of those, then we'll bring the Earth into more light or into light now, probably 5 or 10 minutes. So we'll get the questions.
Okay, that's right. Well, you're going to bring the Earth into the universe of light. Okay, thank you. Okay, so let me just read this quickly because we didn't get to it yesterday, and I don't want to miss it again. I hope the person who sent it in is listening. It's Peter from Australia, and he wanted to read this, us to read this. So I'm going to do so in, it's quite long, but I'm going to get just to the basis of it. It's a testimony that he had a physical condition, okay? It was a prostate condition, and prostate cancer is very serious. He might not have had cancer, but he had something going on, and he was able to, he says, clear it using the online healings. He used the Body Jumpstart. That was a bonus package that Ron had offered last year, and it's still available. He used Timeline Crashes, and he also listened to the audio that's on the Creation Lightship website that talks about healings, why they're complicated. And he followed that guidance also using the Special Clearing. He asked the light beings to direct their attention to that one particular issue. He was able to pinpoint a valve in the prostate, and he asked the light beings to remove rawness and damage. And the next night, he asked them to remove any lingering virus. Next, he asked them to, if they could detect any site of cancer. And he asked that it not be visible to physicians. Next, he asked that any growth and cancerous growth or benign cancer be removed. And then next, he asked them to return his urethra to its unswollen size and to remove any urgency to run to the bathroom until his bladder was full and so on. So he says he's gained results after every step, and he's able to now to sleep well, and he feels really well. And next week, he's going to have an MRI scan, which is a really sophisticated test, which will be able to detect if he has an issue or not. And he says he'll keep us posted. He'll keep you posted, Ron. He's very happy about this, Ron. He's so thrilled with the results that he's willing to receive emails from others wanting to know how he did this and explain and discuss things if it would help them too. So it's very nice of Pete to do that, but also because this is a Ron wanted us to read this to everyone to know about this, because this type of a testimonial reflects someone who's had a lot of clearings. This is a very personal, sensitive, private body part issue, and yet he is able to be objective and neutral in explaining it and willing to share it and coming from a heart-centered place, also offering, you know, to help other people who might have the same sorts of situations to have looked at. So I do also know that Pete does attend the intensives as well. So between these things, he's done a really great job getting something that could have been a disaster. He got it harnessed. So good for you, Pete. Any comment,
you.
Ron?
Yeah, thank you, Pete, for sending that and also being willing to help other people if they have that concern. So that's wonderful. Any other testimonials we may have?
There's another one here, really great, a whole different subject. This person, just to summarize quickly, was driving on a highway and was stuck there, couldn't get off, couldn't get on, nothing, stuck on the highway, and stomach started to have severe stomach stabbing pains to the point where couldn't move really in the car and started to feel like they were going to pass out. So this person started saying out loud, I now increase my life force energy, which is what Ron has taught us to do to keep ourselves strong, our auric field strong, to retain our integrity in our spirit, keep our spirit in our body, because it'll want to leave when we're in pain. And also just to reinforce that you have this life energy you want to hold on to in your divine body. So this person did this numerous times, it says, with deep breaths, and eventually the stabbing pain subsided and never did return. So that is pretty amazing.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's great. I know it works for keeping you awake, and that just devotes more of your spirit energy. Very, very good. That's wonderful.
Well, it's really great when people share these things, because then when we get into these situations, you know, here you are driving along and you don't expect to be, you know, feeling like you're going to pass out. And then to remember to do that shows a lot of presence of mind and this very good implementation of something that we've been, you know, a tool that we've been taught from Creation Lightship. So these things do work, these healings do work, and that's what Creation Lightship is all about, solutions. And it also shows you don't necessarily have to have a computer with you to get into the solution. Just say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy, which is something we should all be doing. We're walking around, we're going into a mall, we're going into a store. As was discussed yesterday in the program and many other programs, there's entities all around us and who knows what. And the stronger you keep your aura, your field around you, your mind focused on the present moment, the better off you are, the less likely you are to have attacks, and the less interesting you are to entities. So it's probably a good idea, that's a good reminder of this testimony, to keep saying, I now increase my life force energy. And I know I say it when I'm standing in line places, I'm starting to feel impatient, or I'm starting to get nervous about something. And if I'm going into a building, I say that, or into the office, all the time I say it. And it also reinforces a lot of my energy. You know, I don't feel like I'm dragging myself around. So really peppy, and I get a lot done. And I sleep well, too. I don't say it at night, though. That's one thing I don't do. And Ron recommends not saying that too much at night, because it does work. Okay, so that was two testimonies right there, Ron, and that's just some of the many that Ron has received over the years. There's loads of them on the website, creationlightship.com, and of course, you know, people have been reading them or sending them to Ron continuously, and we've been hearing them on the radio, you know, off and on. So it's always very much appreciated when someone takes the time to share how the healings are working for them. Okay, so Ron, would you like to go ahead with that Earthlight request now?
Sure. So let's bring the Earth back into light. And you may feel the energy change. This is quite interesting as it happens. So just kind of sit back and relax and just see if you can feel the energy around you switching or changing to something that might be a little more in peace. It's hard to say what this energy is gonna has done to you up to this point. You may have a lot of mind chatter, possibly. Maybe that might go away. But just kind of see what you're picking up. It'd be interesting for people to comment either on the fast chat or probably more, if you can also just copy what you write and send it to CLS questions. So here we go. I'm going to count to, it's a little ways out. I'll just count to 100 and you can just feel it come in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And bring it a little more into the light. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And we'll just see how people kind of respond to this one here. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Well, I feel it very nice. I just feel everything kind of shifting, you know, into a less heavy. I don't know how to describe it, but I did feel a shift. I'm not as good at describing those kinds of things as some people are. I feel them maybe later, or I just can't really notice it right now because I'm reading the fast chat. But, wow, thank you so much. I did feel a little something. Okay. There's a question from Earth Star wondering if Pete removed his death barcodes too. And I can only say, Earth Star, I'm going to say yes, because I've just heard Pete give so many testimonies on the radio before, and he's a longtime listener. And so that would be an important element. Thanks for bringing that up, Earth Star, because when someone has a illness that's, you know, considered serious, first thing Ron recommends is checking with him and seeing how many death barcodes you may have, and then getting them removed as quickly as possible. Anything to add to that, Ron?
Boy, yeah, you definitely want to do the death barcodes if there is a condition that you're dealing with. Any kind of condition, I guess, could be, death-threatening, you know, even if you have a broken arm and you get an infection or something and it doesn't heal right, you know, and that could turn into something even worse. So, yeah, I would say anything that happens to you, just kind of look at it as a situation that could be a death barcode. So definitely you want to do that. And then also, you know, if you do have a situation of any type, then, you know, by all means do the clearing that we put up with the body rejuvenation. So let's do a clearing here. We'll do this for people that may feel like there's an object maybe stuck inside of them. That could be a possibility. Maybe you're walking around and you feel a lump, or just feel like something is kind of old and crusty in you. So let's do a clearing for that, so we get it released here. Some people do have maybe like fatty tissue or lumps, not knowing what that is. You know, it could be something like we're talking about. So here we go. So we get this released. And we normally would do something like this on the 8-hour calls that we have on Sunday, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. A little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, everybody, just kind of see how you're feeling, how your body's doing. You may not feel too much sometimes. Some people don't feel much energy, but you may know that you are sensing a change. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thanks so much for that. Just backtracking to the fast chat, when you brought the earth back into light, some people mentioned that they feel more present and they didn't know they were gone that much. Well, that was Tina. And Stephanie says she feels a lot better now. And I also want to mention, too, that Pete, if he's not listening, maybe he'll catch this on the archive, but he did also want to suggest that if someone has a physical condition like he did, he also did attend the teleconferences for the clone removal. That way that those clones who were also carrying the same condition were sent to the light and no longer bother him. Okay, so I wanted to make that point. And then there's some more emails from yesterday's radio program, Ron. Quick question here from, I guess it's okay if she lets me say her name, Ursel. Just want to be sure she knows we addressed this because she's been trying to work on this herself as well. But she's saying that a condition she has is an extended stomach. Without any physical rational explanation. And so she's wondering what it is and wants to have it, you know, cleared. So I wanted to bring that to your attention, Ron, and also mention to Ursel that perhaps some of the other testimonies that we heard today earlier in the program could be of some use to her. Especially the intensives, and maybe if she could start tonight asking the light beings to look into it and help her get started with some healing on it. Wouldn't you agree with that, Ron?
Yeah, when we go to the light ship tonight, yeah, that's what you'd want to do. And but the healings will stop once you come back from the light ship, so you want to do something else on the website to continue on. But here we go. Let's look at the energies here. And so on one hand, for what I'm perceiving anyway, it looks like it's something that what I'm visualizing, I won't say pregnancy, but it's kind of like an area like that. I won't say that she's pregnant at all or that there's something growing inside. But it looks like maybe there's something going on, maybe on a timeline. Maybe there could be some infection on a timeline making a large stomach. It could also be something that's one of those weird alien things going on, too, where there could be something inside growing. But I don't think it's here physically, but it's a transfer. I don't see anything that looks like the aliens have did anything to you, you know, where you're living now in your body, okay? So I don't think that they came to you and did anything to you, but it's kind of like something going on elsewhere where there probably is some type of energies. So let's see here. I'm going to do a clearing for infection. That's maybe how it got transferred here. So let's do an infection clearing. Here we go, everybody. And if you have something going on with your body, maybe just have a little cut and it's kind of red, not knowing what it is. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another infection clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if that is helping. And you also probably need to do a timeline crash. So let's do that now for everybody. So if you have a condition, remember it's being transferred from you on a timeline. So we can just call this a past life, a future life, another life that you're living, different ways of looking at it, but it's all stuff that should not be happening. So that's kind of the bottom line. And when you do a timeline crash, and that helps you out to get you off of those timelines where events are happening to you. So here we go. Timeline crash. We'll do it for infection. I'll do 10 of these for people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And also Ursula. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think that's 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Hopefully you're feeling something going on. Remember, the timeline crashing typically could take maybe 5 minutes to maybe an hour, sometimes a little bit longer. But I would say, in an hour from now, you may feel yourself, feeling better. So just see what that's about. If you do feel better after doing the infection clearing, that's on the website also. But you can just go in also and do the timeline crash to get you off of these lifetimes that you should not be on. Back to you, Kathy. Maybe we'll do another testimonial before we go to the light shift.
Yes, in the fast chat, people are talking about the bringing the earth back into the light. Some people are saying they feel much more peace energy. Something came out of Janice's right lung. Michael O feels the peace, and Barbara too. Barbara was feeling pain in her eyes before this, and Michael O says that helped him be more in the now, in the present moment. That, I think that's what I was feeling too, Michael. Thank you for putting words to what I was unable to say. And Earthstar brings up a good question. She says, is it possible to timeline crash and space-time crash for what the Earth took and put us into darkness? For what took the earth and us put us into darkness?
I would say that could be a great possibility. I would probably, try that.
Would you do that, or are you saying you want her to do that?
Well, I'll do 5 of those, so we'll just see how people feel.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, it's a lot more complicated than it sounds, because you may have to do 500 or more, but there's maybe even 1,000. So I'll do 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's do a glass of water charging. It'll only work once right now for people. And this water we're going to charge up for you for energetic balancing since you're now more into light than what you were before. This may help your body a lot. So just get a glass of water, everybody. Or if you want to get a couple, that'd be fine. If you want to drink one now, maybe one in an hour or so, that would be, no problem. It only work for the next couple hours, so whatever you think you can drink in 2 hours, just do that. So here we go. Glass of water charging. Like I said, this only works right now on this one program. So one, I think we got to wait a little bit for people. So they're probably scrambling. There's spur of the moment type things here. Remember, everything is instantaneous with us here, so I think I'm probably about ready. And if you're not ready, just hold the water after we're done here, after I get done counting, and it'll be fine. So one, charging up your water. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. And some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, there's your water, and if you just got it, just hold it for maybe, you know, a couple minutes here. It'll be fine for you. So I guess back to you, Kathy. If you have another comment, we'll do that, and then we'll go to the light shift.
I just wanted to say that ask people to start putting their requests for healing areas. Ron will take a few usually. Barbara says she does feel much better, like she's had some sleep. Oh, that's pretty good. And someone else is saying that, well, Janice says she felt a wave of dizziness with that last timeline crash for the Earth into light. So I don't see much else here for questions. A couple of people are putting in room requests, Ron. So since it's half past the hour already, beyond that, maybe we should get ready to go to the light ship.
Okay, so we'll do that, everybody. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, or flower, tree, garden, plants, whatever you like out there that's around, even maybe dirt or something. So here we go. And I think of one particular situation that you're dealing with, and this is for physical healings. And we'll do maybe six different rooms here. We got a couple already coming through here for people on request. Here we go, everyone. So going to the light ship. I'll count to five to go up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you notice, the energy around you, the room now feels separated from you. Everything around you should feel separated. It's kind of like you're in a movie theater with wherever you turn with your seat, it's all on a screen, basically. So you're no longer here, but yet you're here. So you're bilocated into light. And the first room we're going into is a room that has water again. We go into a lot of water rooms. So this is the detox room. So here we go. In fact, we're in the mud. We're in the mud bath. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And got some requests here. So great. We got butterflies. So here we go. We're going to the butterfly room. Requests for physical healing. And here comes this energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we're going into the room that has the rainforest. This is a lot of people's favorites, I think, because it's so nice. A lot of beautiful oxygen there that you can breathe, and you want to inhale, exhale, and just the beauty is there. So here we go. Very beautiful experience. So rainforest room, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going into another location. And this one here is one with the frogs. So I like the frogs. So here we go. These are water frogs. I even see some bullfrogs, and they'll do healing on you. They are light beings, and they just need a form to take, and they take physical forms like we have here on this planet. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And along with the frogs, we have monkeys. So here they come. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And we got the tree room with the large trees, really big ones. So here we go. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, request your healing. And we're going to where the dolphins are. Different color dolphins. There's white ones, there's black ones, there's gold ones, there's pink ones, and silver ones. So your choice here, which one you'd like to experience. And if you're a little sensitive, you can put your hands out in front of you, palms facing forward, and you're going to notice that you're going to feel some resistance, maybe about halfway from your body, from a full arm extension, maybe about a foot away from your body. You can move your hands kind of back and forth and caress the dolphins, and they're very, very slick. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And since we have the first part of the month here, this is our food court birthday party. So anybody who is born this month, we're going to have a birthday party for you. and everybody up on the light ship will be singing happy birthday to you. And so we'll be in the light beam. So we're going into the food court. And it looks like we're having our dessert here. So they're showing you all different types of desserts that we can request. And I always like the German chocolate cake with the ice cream and the drizzle and the hot fudge and the nuts. And you get all this stuff the size of a pencil eraser, and you look at it with a magnifying glass. Looks great. Just like it would down here on a big plate. And you can't have second and thirds, but you're going to find that it's very, very nourishing. So there's not very many calories in these here. So just all life force energy. So here we go. Going into your mouth. And you may be able to enjoy that. And if you want seconds, we can. And the light beams now are singing happy birthday to you. So here we go. Having seconds, and they're singing happy birthday. And we'll go into one more room here. And we'll go into the centrifuge room. And this can help eliminate some type of addictions that you might have. So here we go. Maybe some kind of systematic problems. And this only works live, like I didn't say this time, but if you're listening to an archive, you know, you should know that this only works live when you're on the Saturday Night Live on the Lightship program. So here we go. Otherwise, you're going to be feeling peace energy. So here we go. Centrifuge room. So one, two, and we're in there now. So use the word stronger. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go through where the animals go, pets and animals, if you like. And we'll just kind of visit their room. And we're doing that right now, and we're getting ready to come back from the light ship. So we're coming back down, and here we come. So one, two, you may feel your body energy changing. Three, four, and five, and whatever we brought up with us is back with us here. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't quite ready to come back, but okay. I was just wondering if the monkeys were part of the August birthday parties. That would have been fun.
Yeah, you saw monkeys there, very possibly. Yeah, they're sharing, you know, the experience and, you know, being with us. That could be a very possible scenario. Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, that's good. Donna says that the mud room made her laugh out loud. I guess healing takes place in many ways and with many things. And I'll just be watching the fast chat here for other comments. And if we didn't get to all your requests, sorry about that. We'll try again next time. Just got a few more emails in from CLS questions and just wanted to go over these as thoroughly as possible without giving too much detail to you, Ron, because as one of them has quite a long letter here. But I think the essence of it is I'll take it in a couple of parts. One question is it's about space-time anomalies, I guess. Space and timeline crash anomalies. Here's the question. Should she do a space-time crash for every emotion and situation that she timeline crashed? As she understands it, four can be done at a time, and only the gray skies can be run at the same time. So maybe we should do a little review of the space-time timeline crash.
Normally when you do a timeline crash, you want to get yourself back here just in case you're not here from that particular timeline. So, yes, you do want to do a space-time crash for what you're crashing. So if you're working with an energy like a fear, and you want to do a space-time crash, and maybe some people do it once a week. So it kind of is up to you. Just make sure that you're here. ensures that. Gray skies, a lot of people do gray skies every day. I hear that from people. They also do the alien head connectors and the satellite clearing. That's a free clearing also. You can also do the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode on yourself and the people that you're around. So if you have some people that don't necessarily see eye to eye with you, or maybe you might feel a confrontation coming from them, or this don't relate to anything, or you see them once a month and you go, oh boy, I have to see this person now again, you know, maybe you have to, maybe it's a boss that wants to tell you how well you're doing at your job, and maybe it's not, maybe they're told to tell you that you're doing awful. So, you know, you can do a clearing for them on the 2000 Year of Darkness clearing. This brings them more light. Maybe they may change the way they feel about you somehow. The gray skies is very beneficial, and a lot of people have done that. I don't think we've had many tornadoes or hurricanes this year. But last year and the year before, people were doing this, and they said that they felt very safe, and a lot of those energies were not in their town like it was predicted. So, like I said, I can't guarantee this is going to fix everything, but what people have done is do the clearings, and they have had, just wonderful results. And some people still kind of ask me off and on, they go, Ron, how can the website do a clearing on the internet? You know, they just don't understand that, you know, you can click a clearing and have it work, and they think the internet is doing it or something. I don't know, but yeah, it is an interesting question, I guess, for a newbie. But yeah, it does work if you're a new listener. Yeah, you just go on there and do it, and it works because source energy is working through the website, and that's the way it works. So it is interesting to have people kind of look at me in a different, kind of like strangely, like, geez, what are you doing? Or what kind of program did you buy, you know? So anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Well, those were some good suggestions for this listener and anyone who's got problems with other people or situations that don't seem to have a reason to be there and have no other explanation. Is the timeline crash. Those are also for physical conditions and situations. And then you follow it with space timeline crashes, which are the space time crashes are offered by Ron at no charge with evidence of purchase of a timeline crash. So that's a very generous extension of Ron's desire for us to get some healing and start using those timeline crashes because they're so good for us and the entire planet. Everybody who's suffering those things gets also taken off that timeline. So they're probably the closest thing we have to a world healing. And they're all, you know, very effective as well. Some people have done over 500 up to 1,000, and they reported excellent results with those. So those are things that you just continue to do until you get some resolution and feel like the situation has passed. Okay, so then this writer to the GLS questions, her name is Claire, and I think she's listening now, so I said her name. Claire has a neighbor who is a self-professed witch, and she's wondering if she did the auric protection field clearing on her that you had also offered free for a while. If that made a difference, because she's no longer seeing evidence of this neighbor's rituals. Can you look into that for a little bit, Ron? Because apparently this person has caused her incredible trouble, and she wants to know if what she's doing to clear this is making any difference.
Yeah, I would say that it is, yeah. So, yeah. There's more to it than that, but yeah, I'll say what you're doing is good, and the energy pools are sort of drying up. That's great. So just keep that up. I had a strange thing happen to me yesterday. It wasn't that strange, but I'm watching the TV, and the Weather Channel comes on. And I guess it was on all the time, and they're showing all different things happening. You know, they had this airplane up there flying around, and all of a sudden it comes up, you know, with the weather for your area. And you probably have all seen this, I would imagine. So I'm looking at it and wanted to see what it's going to be like today with the temperatures. It comes up something like, what was the words here? Oh, man, I wish I had the exact word, but it was like no data found or something like that. Data not available. And I go, wait a minute. So I checked to see, make sure that I'm on my own timeline, and I was here. Then I started looking at people around, and they seemed a little different, like no energy. Even the food had no energy in it. I was at a restaurant to get a salad, and I went, so I thought, well, I'm going to have any nutrients out of the salad that I'm eating since I'm in their timeline and I'm eating their food. I better somehow switch that over to my timeline so I can get some nourishment out of what I ate. The people still looked like they were, I can't use the word zombies, but just they were not, they had no energy, let's put it that way. Much like when you go to the light ship, you look at things around you, you see things around you and they just don't attach to you, but you know that they're there, but there's no connection. So then I'm watching this. That was, you know, for, I guess it was today or yesterday's, you know, weather. Normally, you know, they have it for the day, right? So now the screen comes up for the whole week, and, you know, the same thing was there. No data available or something. And I go, well, you know, they must be lost in space someplace, you know. So anyway, you may have had something similar happen to you where you felt like you were the only one alive and you saw people moving around like they're in the, you know, are they real or are they in the real, you know? So R-E-A-L or R-E-E-L. So maybe you're watching the film and, you know, they're on the tape or in the real, but they're not real. So back to you, Kathy.
What I've noticed is that some people who used to feel embarrassed if they couldn't remember a certain detail or couldn't remember what they were going to say and try to excuse themselves are no longer doing that. It's almost like, well, naturally I don't remember that, or naturally it's a given that I don't remember that. They just accept it, and it's like normal. Claire says that her atomic clock spun so wildly that she had to remove the batteries. Is that like an attack or just some strange interference from a timeline coming into wherever you are?
Yeah, I would say it's probably more like a timeline interference, very unusual. But as you have heard this program before, you know, nothing here is really unusual. You just know what happened. Everybody else would be unusual. So you can just shake your head and go, yep, it's happening again. So, boy. Let's do another clearing here, people. Let's do a clearing for... I got to get the earth a little bit more into the light. It's just slightly out. So here we go. And I'll count to 50 so you can actually feel it move in. So I'm not saying that the darkness took it out from where we were. We just didn't get it far enough in yet. So I'm going to go a little bit more on it. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just had to reevaluate it here. And I want to thank Jeremiah for sending us a request to do this. Remember, I requested it. People could remind me, and he's been doing that. So thank you, Jeremiah. So here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. So that should feel pretty good for all of you. I'm going to do a clearing here. This will be a real quick one because it, on the website it takes a long time and I can't do the whole clearing. But I'm going to do a once-over here to get your energetic bodies. This is what we call the magnetic twisted body clearing. And I'll just do that as a fast sample of a couple of the bodies that are really out of whack. So here we go. I'll just count to 10. And we'll probably do, looks like maybe 3 of your bodies that are goofed up. So this is the magnetic part of it, getting it realigned the best we can here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the twisted part, this is where you like a corkscrew now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may feel a little different. This clearing is really good to do after you maybe you did maybe a half a dozen clearings on the website. And what it does, as your body is out of calibration, the clearings clear away the energies, and this puts it back into, say, calibration over again. So I'd say maybe every 6 clearings that you do this. And if you have anything previously that you've done, then each time you do it over again, if they're out of whack, they'll be put back into place automatically. Because you don't know what the dark side is going to do, but that's the way it works. So if you did it, let's just say you did 6 clearings, and they work for you. Then you do this clearing, and all of a sudden you go, wow, I feel great now. And maybe the dark side wants to take some of these energies and kind of twist them up over again, which they can do. Then as you do it again in the future, it will also recorrect the problems that you're dealing with those bodies being out of alignment. So we got our week from today 4-hour session. And then Sunday, we start the 8-hour intensives. Anything else you want to add before we close the show, Kathy?
Just wanted to mention that magnetic and twisted body alignment is on the website, left side of Creation Light Chip, and it also includes upside-down alignment. Good deal for the price. And some of the...
What,
go ahead,
it's in a bundle too. I know it's in a bundle someplace, so... I just can't recall which one. To. Maybe it's in the Body Jumpstart.
Yeah, it's in that one.
Yeah, somebody knows that. You might type it in because it's just a fabulous clearing. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and have Kathy close here. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific on BBS Station 1.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation tonight, your questions, your comments, and keep writing to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Thank you. Good night.